はい、ジャパニーズポート101でございます。おはよう東京、こんばんはニューヨーク、こんにちはロンドン。
Stop by our website JapanesePod101.com for all the latest and greatest features, line-by-line audio, iPod on the go, plus much more. Stop by and see what's going on at JapanesePod101.com.
Sakura です。
Peter here, and we are back with another lesson. As always, we are brought to you by Eric Lainen, the translation and interpretation specialists. Now today we are feeling very good. Well, I'm feeling much better, as some of you might have known. If you can tell, the last few weeks I've been a bit...風邪気味。Let's see if Sakura can work her magic as she always does and give us a good translation of 風邪気味。Sakura, help us out here.
風邪気味 is 風邪気味 is like not so serious, like you don't have fever, but your throat is sore and you know you have runny nose and it lingers, you know, it doesn't go away.
Nail on the head.Lingers. It's a cold that lingers. You're not really, it just won't quit. And just for a long period of time, you feel like you have cold symptoms.
Yes.
So can you give us that one more time, please?
風邪気味.
It's a very popular term here because
yes.
for some reason, the germs here are sugoi. They are amazing. Like they don't quit.
Yes.
So very important word for winter. Right, Sakura?
Yes.
So while I am better...Sakura is now...
風邪気味.
Yes, so we're taking turns.
Yes.
We just wanted to let you know that word because I think some of you out there might be in the same position as us.
Yes.
And this is a very useful phrase.
Yes. Well, if you have this, you know, symptoms and you want some drug, medicine for it, you can go to a pharmacy and say, 風邪気味です. And they'll help you out.
Really?
Yes.
I didn't know that. That's very, very useful. Give us that one more time, please.
風邪気味です.
Okay, very, very nice. Okay, enough about our personal conditions. Let's move on to today's lesson. Today we have a great lesson. We'd like to introduce one key vocabulary word that you're going to hear over and over again, and we feel that you should know it first. Sakura, please give us today's key vocabulary.
今日.
Yes. One more time, please.
今日.
What does this mean, Sakura?
It's today.
Yes, very nice. Please break it down by syllable.
今日
Very nice. And one time fast.
今日
Okay, everybody. Get that key vocabulary word? Okay, now we're going to start the lesson. おはよう。
おはよう。
今日は寒いですね。
そうですね。
今日は何度ですか?
今日は3度でしょう。
なんて寒い。Okay, everybody, we're going to try that lesson one more time. Please listen. Don't worry about getting everything. We're going to break it down afterwards. We're going to explain everything in detail. Now just listen, see if you can get the general idea. Okay, here we go. おはよう。
おはよう。
今日は寒いですね。
そうですね。
今日は何度ですか?
今日は3度でしょう。
なんて寒い。Okay, very, very nice, Sakura. You're a natural at this. Very, very nice. Okay, enough of my poor pronunciation. We're going to move on to the translation section of our lesson. And for this section, I'll do the translation. Sakura will do all the reading so you get the proper Japanese pronunciation. Without further ado, here we go.
おはよう。
Good morning. Informal way of saying good morning.
おはよう。
And good morning.
今日は寒いですね。
It's cold today.
そうですね。
Yes, that's right.
今日は何度ですか?
How many degrees is it?
今日は3度でしょう。
It's probably 3 degrees.
なんて寒い。
How cold. Okay, very, very nice, Sakura. So what we're going to do now is we're going to move on and break it down a little further.So first, we're going to take out the key vocabulary. Let's go through the key vocabulary. Again, what is the word for today?
今日.
Yes, very nice. Now, we had another word in there for cold.
寒い.
Yes, very nice. Can you break this word down for us?
寒い.
Cold. Very nice. And one time fast?
寒い.
Yes, very nice. Now, we had this word before, as some of you might remember. And what I would like to do here is take 1 second out. This is also a very useful word for general conversations. The Japanese, for some reason, if you say something that's not funny, you can use this word too, right?
Yes.
Now, I was told to use the shorter version of this. Not samui, but...
Samu.
Yes, please give us one more time, please.
Samu.
Yes, and what does this mean, Sakura?
It's not funny.
Yeah. The reason I am a specialist regarding this word is my jokes do not seem to be funny to Japanese people. Sakura, you're laughing too much. So again, very, very useful, very practical, and a very, 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 very up-to-date word. Right, Sakura?
Yes.
So, for example, if I say a poor joke, Sakura?
Samu.
Yes. Okay, and next word we have is for degrees.
Do.
I like that word. One more time, please.
Do.
It's just one syllable, correct?
Yes.
One more time, please.
Do.
Yes, it's kind of similar to Homer Simpson. I don't know if Sakura, if you've seen the show, but he always says, do.
Does he?
Yes. So a very easy way for you to remember this is do. And we asked how many. So we combined the word for what. It's a little strange the way this works out, right?
Yes.
What degrees, right? Mm-hmm. The direct translation, but it means how many or how
yes.
much, right? Again, what is the word for what?
Nani.
But again, we combine this with another word to make?
Nan.
Yes. So give us the expression.
Nando.
Yes. Very nice. Okay. Then we also had the word for three.
San.
Very nice. Okay. And now what we're going to do is we're going to break down the dialogue completely. So let's start from the top one more time.
Okay. Ohayo.
Good morning. Informal way of saying good morning. And again, give us the formal.
Ohayo gozaimasu.
Very nice. Okay. And then the other person said.
Ohayo.
Yes. Very nice. And then we moved on to.
Kyou wa samui desu ne.
Yes. And this means it's cold today. And again, we can take out the cold part and substitute other words to talk about today. Mm-hmm. Correct?
Yes.
Now, I remember last week when we talked about delicious, there were different degrees of delicious. Correct?
Yes.
So we can say today is cold, but give us some other ways of saying it's really cold or it's incredibly cold.
今日はすごく寒い.
Yes. Do you remember that word? See how these words come back into play? Can we say 今日はとても寒いです? Right?
Right.
Okay, so we have a very or we have really.
Yes.
We have a bunch of other ways to spice up saying this phrase.
Mm-hmm.
So not just 寒いです. So we can say today it's really cold.
今日はとても寒いです.
Yeah, or we can say it's incredibly cold.
今日はすごく寒いです.
Yes, very nice. Okay, on to the next sentence.
そうですね.
Okay, do you remember last week we introduced this one as a filler? When we needed time, we said...
そうですね.
So it was kind of... In this context, it means that's right. So again, you'll find that this has, much like any expression in any language, it has multiple meanings. Last week we used it as as a filler to buy some time before answering. Here we use it as that's right, when you're agreeing with someone's statement. So this ne, right? So today it's cold. That's right. I agree. Right? For example, let's use last week's episodes. We said this is delicious. Can you give us that one more time?
これは美味しいです.
This is delicious, and I can say so desu ne, agreeing that with her statement. So usually when someone gives a statement and you say
so desu ne,
it's an agreement. But when someone asks you a question and you use this expression, it's a filler.
So desu ne.
So for example, let's give you a little bit of practice. Again, we're eating, and we're always eating here. That's why we haven't put my picture up. Just kidding. You can find me in last week's video. But we're going to give you the two differences. This is delicious, the statement, and then is this delicious? And then we're going to use the expression so desu ne to show you how to use the two meanings. Okay, so first give us the statement.
これは美味しいです.
そうですね. So this is delicious, That's right. Okay?
これは美味しいですか?
Is this delicious? そうですね。So, I don't think so. So, I'm trying to find, buying myself a little bit of time. Okay? So, we're going to give you the conversation, these two little exchanges one more time. And Sakura is going to do the Japanese, and I'll give you the translations. Okay? So, here we go.
これは美味しいです。
This is delicious.
そうですね。
That's right. So, in agreement. Okay?
これは美味しいですか?
Is this delicious?
そうですね。
So, most likely the person answering doesn't think that it's delicious. So, he or she is using this to buy some time to get a very...Good answer on how to respond. Okay, so this is very, very important stuff. Okay, next.
今日は何度ですか?
How many degrees is it? Okay.
今日は3度でしょう。
Okay. It's probably or it's about 3 degrees. Notice at the end, we would like to introduce you today to...
でしょう。
Yes, please break this down by syllable.
でしょう。
Okay, and what does this mean, Sakura?
It's not definite, but you're imagining or...
Assuming, yeah.
Assuming, yes.
Yes. So you have some information, but not all of it. So you're taking a guess, kind of like an educated guess. And this is one of the Japanese most favorite words. They cannot get enough of this word. They don't like to be definite about things. Right, Sakura?
Right.
It's a great fallback because you're never wrong. It's not 100%. Right? 100% is...
This.
So it's very useful for talking about other people, talking about situations. So in this kind of exchange, we're not sure. Maybe it's around 3 degrees, but we don't have the thermometer outside and we don't have the direct reading right now. So we use this expression, right?
Mm-hmm.
And we can use it all the time. For example, we introduced Canada. I think it's pretty cold in Canada, but I'm not there. I don't know for sure. So I can say...
Canada は寒いでしょう。
Yes.I have some information. I know Canada is cold and this and that, but I'm not there. I'm not definitely sure. It's a very, very, very useful phrase. So today, Kazunori and Natsuko couldn't make it. So we could assume...
彼らは忙しいでしょう。
Yes, they are probably busy. One more time.
彼らは忙しいでしょう。
Yes, very nice. Also, we can do individually. Natsuko?
彼女は忙しいでしょう。
Yes, she's probably busy. Or we can do Kazunori.
彼は忙しいでしょう。
Very, very nice. Again, we just wanted to introduce you to this today. This is one of the most useful phrases in all of Japanese. So please remember this one. And finally, we have...
なんて。
Yes, how. One more time.
なんて。
Yes, how. Yes, and...
なんて寒い。
This means how cold. Now, of course, we have the word for cold, which is?
寒い.
The descriptive word is?
なんて.
Yes. And break this down by syllable.
なんて.
This word is great. This is one of the words that you can use to really spice up your expressions. How cold. Now, I'll show you how we can use this in all types of situations. How about delicious?
おいしい.なんておいしい。
Yes, and this is kind of like you're in shock. How delicious, right?
Yes, Sakura? Very natural.
Yes, and if we see a beautiful girl, we could say...
なんて美しい。
Very nice. One more time, please.
なんて美しい。
Yes, how beautiful. So, how. But yeah, you want to reserve this.For special occasions, because you don't want to go around using this word all the time. It's that important. Kind of like breathtaking. Just blown away. Okay, we ran way over today. But today, we introduced you to a lot of important topics and a lot of important things. So please review this lesson because there's a lot in here. Especially, the main point about today is...
でしょう。
Okay, so that's going to wrap it up for today. So we'll see you tomorrow.
また明日ね。
Be sure to stop by JapanesePod101.com and check out the Premium Learning Center. Inside, we have material to bring everything you learn in the lesson together. Flashcards, quizzes, really consolidate what you learn in today's lesson. Stop by, say hi, and be sure to leave us a post.